All right. So I think let's get started. I'm actually, my computer is a bit slow, so I'm trying to get the email going. Basically, I wanted to start discussing the topic of variant disposition, whether we are going to make variant code point variants allocatable or blockable. And maybe we take that discussion first today because I think that's an important thing to think about, and I'll give you sort of some examples. I shared some reading material as well, and you can follow up and read through that as well. I guess what I want to do is start by explaining these two kind of variants, and then basically what we need to do as a group is think about what are the conditions or rules which we need to define for Arabic script, which will determine whether a particular code point is an allocatable variant of another one or a blocked variant of another code point. So let me start by taking an example. So let me just open up the variant document. Just give me a second. Okay. So what we've done in past few weeks is looked at all the different code points and started to look at different code points which may be variants of each other. So we've listed certain principles, and based on those principles, we are eventually finalizing which two or set of code points are going to be variants of each other. So for example, if we look at the calf set, so I'm talking about table 3 in the document, variant document we have three code points, 0643, which we also call the Arabic calf, and then we have the 06A9, which we also call the Persian calf or Urdu calf, or and then we have 06AA, which is the swash calf. And what we've said is that because of different reasons, these three code points are variants of each other. The next question which we need to ask ourselves is that each of these calves will have a variant relationship with the other two. And that relationship is going to be directional. So 0643, for example, is a variant of 06A9, and 06A9 is a variant of 0643. Similarly, 0643 is a variant of 06AA, and 06AA is a variant of 0643. And then finally, 06A9 is a variant of 06AA, and then 06AA is a variant of 06A9. So these three code points give us six different variant relationships. They are directional in nature, and each relationship must be given disposition, meaning that each relationship should be either blockable or allocatable. And the difference is that suppose if we say that 0643 is a variant of 06A9, the Arabic calf is a variant of the Persian calf with a blocked relationship, that means that if somebody uses kitab, so if somebody applies for a top-level domain, kitab, with a calf, 0643, the Arabic calf, Then obviously one of the variant labels which is generated is Kitab with the Persian Kaf. But since 0643 is in a blocked relationship, a blocked variant relationship with 06A9, it means that the Persian, the Kitab with Persian Kaf, which will be generated, will contain the blocked variant of Kaf, and therefore that label, Kitab with Persian Kaf, will be the blocked variant label for against the Kitab of you know, Kitab with the Arabic Arabic Kaf. Do you understand that difference? And when we say that it is a blocked variant, it means that though it is a variant means that this label, the other Kitab, Kitab 2, Persian Kitab, cannot be assigned to any third party or any second person. It, both labels can only be owned by a single party. So that's what the variant condition puts, variant puts on the labels, so that if the two variants which are if there are two variants, they cannot go to two different parties. So that's the constraint which variant puts. However, if one of the variants is a blocked variant, that blocked variant cannot be delegated. It cannot be activated. So it will be reserved for this person. It cannot be given to anybody else, but it cannot be used by that person. Whereas if we make it an allocatable variant, it can at some point be used by that person. So if the two calves were in allocatable relationship with each other, then if I, for example, an applicant put, applied for Kitab in Arabic, they will also get the Kitab in Persian, with Persian calf will also will be allocatable, and therefore they will be able to eventually take that particular version of label, the Arabic, the Persian Kitab calf with Persian calf, and get that activated as well. So people can use both Kitabs. So that's the difference. With allocatable variants, you get variants which are both usable. But if you make one a blocked variant of the other one is not usable or delegated.
Sorry, sir,
so let me stop here.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Sorry. What do you mean? But what I understand from allocatable variants is that means that, for example, the Arabic calf, if it's used, for example, in a given domain name for Kitab, for example, as say, and if another one type or enter the URL with the Persian calf, it will be directed to the same domain name or a different domain name? This is my question.
It cannot go to two domain names if we define them as variants, right? Well, it can go to different domain names. It cannot be owned by two different registries. It has to be owned by the same registry. If you're talking about the top level, how that registry directs it is a different issue, but I don't want to go in that direction. So ideally, if everything was perfect in this world, I guess, the two Kitabs should point to the, for example, the same website.
Okay.
Kitabs, right? But that is, if they are variants, but only if both, if they are allocatable variants. If they're blocked variants, the other variant will not work. It will not be delegated. It will not be active. So if you will type Kitab with the other variant, if it's blocked, you'll see that page not found kind of thing.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Andrea. The last time that we went through these, didn't you say that all of these tables were going to be considered blocked? That all the characters in each grouping would be blocked?
No. At this time, we had said that everything, and the version which we released, in that version we said everything is allocatable. And one of the reasons was that we had really not actually come and done that analysis. So now we need to go and do that analysis.
Okay.
The initial analysis which we had done was just list which characters are variants of each other. Now we are going to take them pairwise within each variant set and decide whether that pair is going to be blocked or allocatable.
Okay.
And actually, what we need to do is, first of all, we need to understand this concept very clearly, that what's blocked and what's allocatable. And once we do understand it, instead of doing a pairwise sort of discussion first, initially what we need to do is really come have some discussion on what kind of principles or rules do we think should result in allocatable variants and what kind of contexts or things should result in blocked variants. So we need to really come up with some high-level rules as guiding principles or guiding, you know, which will help us decide on how to deal with each pair. Or those may be things we may discover during such a discussion. It's up to us on, you know, we may have to go back and forth.
Okay.
Hello.
Can I give a comment? Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, please.
What we understand is that when we are talking about blocks, variant blocks, that means the first one can be used and it blocks the second one. That means the second one cannot be used anymore. You cannot apply for a domain contain the second one. But allocatable means the first one can be used. The second one can be only used by the one who applied for the first one, not by others. Is that...
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But we're only talking in the context of those labels. So if we call that calf, Persian calf, for example, if we say that it is a blocked variant, it doesn't mean we cannot use Persian calf. It only means that for the labels which use the Arabic calf, for those labels, the version with Persian calf is blocked. But Persian calf can be used in other labels. So by blocking Persian calf, making Persian calf a blocked code point variant doesn't mean that it cannot be used in other labels. So does everybody have reasonable clarity on this? Are there any more questions?
I have a question. This is Mekar.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do variant relationships only exist between entire code points? So right now we're having like rows and columns, and within a row there are it's always the same code point. It's just an initial, medial, final, and isolate form. We do not define, and it's not possible to define variants in between within a row. That is, we are not discussing like excluding, like considering a blockable variant, for example, code point only in final form or only in initial form or something, right? It's all forms or none.
Right. So basically, when we defined variants, we said that if it is confusable even in one form, we say that it is within a variant set. So now we have the variant sets, and now within each variant set, we will do a pairwise assignment for allocatable versus blocked, irrespective of whether they came into the variant set because they were same in a particular particular place or another place. So whether they were same in isolated form or the initial form, for example, that was a decision we took while defining the variant sets. Now we assuming that variant sets are there, and based on those variant sets, we are now defining the dispositions for these pairwise code points. It is possible to do positional variants, but it becomes extremely complex. And because of that, when we were defining variant relationships, I think this did come up at that time as well. And we discussed and said that we will do variants independently of position. So our rule says that even if there is confusion in one particular position, we say the two code points are variants.
Okay, I have a question, please. Mm-hmm. If the pair is code point, this is a block for the second one, and if someone applies for a domain using the second one, will it block the first one also? Is it a two-way direction or one-way?
It is a two-way direction. So for each pair, we will have to define a relationship in each direction.
Maybe different role for the same, maybe for some cars so it will be one direction, or it's always two directions?
It's always, so for example, if you have two code points A and B, we will say that A is a variant of B, and we can, for example, say that it's allocatable, and then we'll say B is a variant of A, so opposite direction, and it can be blocked. So it is up to us. It can be allocatable in both directions. It can be blocked in both directions. It can be allocatable in one direction and blocked in the other direction. So that is up to us. It really depends on the pair of code points we are analyzing.
Okay.
So any more questions? Is I guess it will become a little more clear as we keep moving on. But any questions so far?
Yes, question from Abdeslam. Hello?
Yeah, please go ahead, Abdeslam.
Yeah, this is about XML file, and I'm just looking at the variants, which are many of these variants are in a domain in, you know, in an interval of Unicode that is upper interval, not the interval of 0620, for example. And so the document I see is not stating the code point of the variants, for example, here, etc. You know, this is my question. So, for example, the variants of if we take any code point that is variant to a given code point, we have to specify its Unicode code point. What do you think?
I'm sorry, I did not quite understand the question.
You see the document you have specified for variants, initial position, final position, and middle position of, for example, taking
right.
In the table, I think we have to add the code points that represents. Yeah, I mean the Unicode code points that represent those variants in order to confirm what we put in the XML files to deliver to the integration panel.
Right. We will not be able to generate the XML file until we obviously have finalized the disposition. So this is one of the discussions we need to have and then conclude, and then based on that we will eventually have the pairwise variant definitions. Is that something you were asking, or you were asking something different?
Yeah, I was asking about the document we review about variants, and I expect code points of variants also to be included in the columns of the variants.
Okay, which document are you talking about? Are you talking about the Arabic variant analysis document? What's the name of the document?
Yes, about this one.
So, in the Arabic variant analysis for LGR, the first column, basically each table lists the variant set. And now we need to translate each table into pairwise variant labels, pairwise tables, where each pair needs to be given a particular disposition. So, I'm sorry, I may not be understanding your question, and I may not be correctly answering it.
I take an example of table one, the year class. So there is the first column where there are Unicode code points, but in
yes.
the other column there is no code points defined for the variants.
Oh, okay. So actually each table, each row is a variant, and the columns are actually just showing different shapes of that code point in different positions. In the context of letter B, basically.
Yeah, but this context, with respect to the writing of computer writing, even the middle or final form may have a particular code point. Do you agree with me?
No. So all the different forms have the same code point.
Okay, this answers my question. Thank you.
Okay. So Arabic Unicode has two sets of tables. They have the presentation forms and also the basic Unicode, which is 0600 block, and now 0750 and 0880 block as well. But the presentation forms are not valid. So they were there for backward compatibility. They're in the Unicode, where different shapes also have different Unicode points. But they are in a way now extinct. They're not recommended for use. So we only use 0600 and these code blocks, and the variation in shape is not due to variation in Unicode. This is just a font thing. So this is managed through the fonts. Okay. Any more questions? Okay, so then I guess the next thing is that how do we define, or how do we decide whether a code point or a pair of code points, for example, is an allocatable variant or a blocked variant. And so, for example, if we take let's take the same example, the CAF table. This is table number 3. So this gives us 6 relations. And they're directional. So one is 0643 relation between, if we have 0643, we can say 06A9 is a variant. So question is that if we have a Arabic CAF 0643, then is the Persian CAF 06A9 a blocked variant or an allocatable variant? And why? I think the more important question is, why do we say it is one or the other? So, and I guess it there could be multiple reasons. It could be similarity in shape. It could be usability. It could be both, where we say that if something is similar in shape but not usable, the variant, then maybe we say that it's blocked. We don't really need it. I'm not really sure. So at this time, I guess I'm asking all of you to perhaps think about it and see, you know, so let's take the example of kitab. We write it with Arabic kaf, and we get kitab as a label. And then we get exactly the same shape kitab as a label when we write it with Persian kaf. Should the label with Persian kaf, should that be made, could that be made active, or would it never be made active? Should it be blocked, or should it be allocatable? And why?
Sorry, again, did you put the exact definition of these two concepts in some files that you have sent previously?
Yes, I emailed you some documents a couple of days ago on the TFAIDN list, and it has details on, you know, these variant dispositions as well.
Can you tell me the last one that you have sent?
On 27th December 2014.
No, I sent one more recently. Let me see, maybe a couple of days ago.
Is it a Word file or Excel file?
So I sent one. You remember in which I suggested to add the code point 06CB? There was an email.
Yeah.
In that email, I have sent some links.
Okay.
So there's a high-level document and there's a detailed document. Both of them have details on variants. But those documents do not tell us how to define allocatable versus blocked variants for Arabic script. For Arabic script, we have to come up with our own reasons on why we want to do something which is blocked and why do we want to do something which is allocated. So there's no recipe for this. We need to really come up with our own recipe.
Okay.
For the high-level document, I think you may need to resend this again because I think the link is refers to something in your hard disk. I couldn't download it.
Right. So let me resend it. Sorry, it's linking to some local. So let me resend that. You can, in the meantime, I guess, look at the detailed document. I'll actually do that right now. So, coming back to this example, so you can read those documents, but what I'm saying is those documents are not going to give you a recipe. So we really need to come up with our own recipe, and we need to discuss this and come up with a solution for Arabic script. So, you know, one example is in front of us. We have kitab, or actually let me take it forward one more step. So there are three kafs, right? You have the Arabic kaf, the Persian kaf, and then you have the swash kaf. So when you write, let's say, kitab with Arabic kaf, it can potentially have two other variants. One with the Persian kaf, and one with the swash kaf.
Sorry, are you referring to 06BA? 06BA?
I'm referring to 06AA.
AA,
so
okay.
I'm referring to table 3.
Exactly.
We have 0643, Persian, the Arabic calf. We have 06A9, which is Persian calf. And then 06AA, which is swash calf, and it's written in table 3 of the variant document.
Yes.
So we have now 3 kitabs with 3 different kafs. Should all of them be allocatable, or can one of them or two of them be blocked, given that we have the main primary label as kitab with the Arabic kaf?
I think this question can only be answered by the user. For example, for me, I'm using Arabic. I will say the first one, 0643, is the main one, and it may be, will be, I don't know how much those washcloth or petticoat is important for them. Can they use this one, the first one, instead? No, it cannot be used just because of some reasons. I think there's some questions need to be answered from the users of this before we say if it's blocked or if it's allocatable. I don't.
Okay. So I guess we do represent the users in some sense. So we have other people from all the different script communities here. So for example, I can add that the kitab with Persian kaf, 0689, is how we write kitab in Urdu and in Persian in Iran, or in Urdu in Pakistan. So you know, that kitab, but the question is that if somebody registers for kitab with Arabic script, the Arabic kaf, would they want to have the Farsi or Persian kaf, kitab with that kaf? Would they also need to make that active?
I think for this letter kaf, I think it's enough if we get one, for example, that kaf, Arabic kaf, it's enough. He will not need to use the other one. I am not from Persian to know how much it's important or the difference between this kaf and this, but for me, I think it's enough. You will not need the other one.
Sorry, so can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is this Tariq
Yeah, I'm Tariq.
Alright.
Yeah.
Okay, Tariq. Let me ask you, are you writing kitab in Arabic using the 0643?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. This kaf is only used in the end of the word, and not in the beginning when writing in Arabic.
No. When it is written in the beginning, it takes the other shape. But it is the same. It is the same code point.
Okay.
You can see the whole.
Because, because I'm looking at the PowerPoint file. So the 0643 is with the. The shape, different shape from the Persian kaf with 0689.
Right. This is basically the Arabic kaf, so it is used in all the four shapes. So if you open the variant document, it will become more clear.
Okay. Go ahead, Tariq. Okay, thank you.
Okay. So I would raise it in a different way. So suppose all of us were going to go into a GTLD business, and we apply to ICANN, and we want a top-level domain kitab. Do I want, for example, this kitab, it's a GTLD, it's not a CCTLD. Do I want this kitab to be accessible from all over the world, or only from Arab region, Arabic language region?
All over the world, yes.
Yeah, of course, all over the world.
If I want it to be accessible from all over the world, what will, when somebody sees this kitab written and they type it in Pakistan or Iran, what will be the code point which they type?
Sorry, Sarmad, are you using the file with the appendix A, appendix B, etc.?
No, no, no. This is Arabic variant analysis for LGR.
You can open that Arabic variant analysis for LGR 0.8 PDF, or this is the last one, I think.
Okay, 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 yes. Yes, I got it. This is a Word file, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Thermos, you are talking about keyboard, I think. The ones there in Iran, in Pakistan, they don't have the face cuff in their keyboard. They have...
No, they don't.
They don't.
So they don't have 0643 on their keyboard. They only have 0689 on their keyboard. And it looks,
yeah.
And the kitab, when they look at, you know, so if I look at the billboard and I say, you know, something, you know, aliflala.kitab or something written on the billboard, the way it looks is, by just looking at it, I do not know whether it's 0643 or it's 0689. It looks exactly the same, right?
Yeah.
Both ways. So if I am... using my computer with Urdu keyboard, and I look at the billboard and I type it, what I type is kitab with 0689. I don't type it with 0643.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And therefore, if I only have 0643, which is allocated or active, then, you know, I type aliflaila.kitab, and it seems like it's the correct URL, but since it is using the different calf, it will tell me that the website is not found.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got it.
So therefore, if I want my GTLD to be accessible in all parts of the world, because I want to do business, then I would want the other kitab with the Persian calf to also bring somebody to the same to my website, right?
Yeah, right.
And therefore, if I'm using 0643 calf, Arabic calf, I would also want the Persian calf to be active or delegated, which means, for example, that we are saying that 0643 Persian, the Arabic calf, for that 0689, the Persian calf should be allocatable variant. It cannot be a block variant. Otherwise, my GTLD business goes bad.
Yeah, yeah. So you are talking, all of them must be allocated from the beginning, and then we will check which one may be blocked.
Right, so 0643, so we have to do this pairwise. We cannot do this overall. So 0643 and 0689, we are saying for 0643, 0689 should be allocatable for two reasons. Because it's exactly the same, so people who read it cannot make the difference. And because that other code point 0689 is actively used in user communities in Pakistan, in Iran, in India, in other countries, so that, you know, there is significant business with that label, and that cannot be blocked. So there are two things. There's a big user community, and there is exact shape, similarity or confusion. So those two combined together is probably an argument which we can put in and say that for 0643, 0689 should be an allocatable variant.
I have a keyboard in both my devices, the laptop and the smartphone, and it used the 0689, the Persian calf. And not
okay.
Arabic. Yeah. But it's an Arabic keyboard. So
that's very strange, because that's not That's not normal Arabic kaf.
Okay, okay. So what is normal is 0643, yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, okay, this is okay, thank you.
To check 5-bit isolated and see if there is a Hamza on it or not.
Sorry?
I said to check if it's the Arabic calf or Persian calf, 5-bit isolated, not in the beginning on the last, and see if there is a Hamza on it, on this calf or not.
Yes, there is a Hamza. So the Hamza is for Arabic calf.
Yeah, for Arabic calf. That means
okay.
Arabic calf.
Okay, so I have the Arabic calf. Okay, I was confused. I'm generally on writing, I'm using the Persian calf on a daily basis writing. So it's rare when we use the Arabic calf, for example, in Morocco.
Oh, okay.
You are based in Morocco, correct?
Sorry?
You are based in Morocco, correct?
Yes, I'm based in Morocco, yeah.
Yeah, so I think this is the reason, because Morocco tends to follow the Welsh writing tradition. Or, well, we didn't know what to call it. The African writing tradition.
It's not African and it's not Welsh. It's better to use the Moroccan style, yes, because I was dealing with some experts in the writing style, and they told me that this is the, for example, for the case of fa and qaf, this is specific to Moroccan style. And this style is only used in writing the Quran, and not on a daily basis. And back to the comments made by our colleague Az-Zuman from Saudi Arabia, all these writing styles are referring to the same base, which is the Rasm al-Uthmani. So we are not, we are converging to the same. We have the same source, which is the Rasm al-Uthmani. But this is another issue.
Okay. So that's actually a good good way to refer to it. So instead of calling it Hazd or Varsh, can we call it Rasm al-Uthmani?
Because Warsh, I have asked a lot of people, a lot of experts. They all agree that Warsh is not dealing with writing style or calligraphy. Is only with recitation, how you pronounce.
Right,
yes.
Right. But it is okay to call it Rasm al Uthmani. Right? That's okay.
Rasm al Uthmani.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, let's come back to this discussion.
Okay.
There is a background noise.
Exactly.
Can everybody mute their line, please?
Okay, it's gone. All right. So basically, 0643 and 0689, we are saying, would you then agree that there should be allocatable variants?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What are general reasons for considering something a variant, blocked variant? Because, I mean, one approach, making everything allocatable is inclusive. Blocking is exclusive. My question is, what is our default stance? We try to include as much as possible, and we exclude only by choice. And if so, what are the reasons? Because
actually, the way, since we are talking about the root zone, and we've, you know, obviously we all now know this, that root zone is very conservative. So root zone prefers block variants over allocatable variants. Therefore, you know, the preferred choice should be block, and we should make something allocatable only if we have a reason for doing it, and not vice versa.
Okay. And what are
you, you have a follow? Sorry, you have a follow-up comment, Michael?
Well, I'm thinking about what valid reasons are. One reason is now that, for example, you were saying that within a variant set, there's a given number of code points, and they have actual, well, how to put it, use or economic relevance to whoever registers a domain or a domain label.
Right.
So those are economic reasons. Are there other reasons for inclusion? I mean, linguistic expression, I know there's the principle that what we were mentioning earlier, that domain name labels are not supposed to represent, are not able to represent the entirety of a given language expression. So if we take the example of GitHub, which you were giving earlier, I think it's written in the same way in both Persian and the Arabic language, and the only difference is the use of the caf. It's the different code points used for the caf, but the meaning and the writing, the spelling is otherwise the same. So I'm not sure if that would pose an issue in understanding. And I guess this is what you should be looking at.
Right. So I think it becomes a little more clear if we consider the next example. So now let's take the next variant pair. So let's do 0643 the Arabic calf and 06AA the swash calf. And now so if we had kitab with 0643 the Arabic calf, another variant we will have is kitab 06AA with 06AA swash calf. This kitab is normally not written with a swash calf, right? And this shape is slightly different from the regular calf. So unless we can find a very good example, one possibility we can do or say is that even though 0643, the Arabic calf, is in an allocatable relationship with the Persian calf, it is in a blocked relationship with the swash calf. Again, saying that if we have kitab with Arabic calf, the kitab with Persian calf will be allocatable, but the kitab with swash calf will be blocked. And the reason we are saying is because the swash calf, we do not want it to go to a third person, kitab with a swash calf, because that may confuse people. Therefore, we still want to have it as a variant, but we do not want to have it as an allocatable variant because it will never be used as a replacement of the Arabic calf. So it should be therefore a blocked variant.
I have a question. Yeah, hello?
Yes, please go ahead,
Tariq. Yeah, this washcalf, is it available in a keyboard for any computer, just normal keyboard without using the code point? I think it's better to understand a type of keyboard which code points they are using.
Right. So in, for example, swash calf is used in Sindhi. But in Sindhi, swash calf has two different calves. It has swash calf and the Persian calf. And both are considered two different letters. So for Sindhi, these two are different things. But for Arabic language speakers or for Urdu language speakers, the swash calf is not a separate letter. So it's sometimes calligraphically considered as a variant of the regular calf, but it's not on our keyboard.
Yes, but in most other languages, only the Swash card is used and not the Arabic card is used, correct?
Sorry, can you repeat that, Michael?
Sorry, I was saying that in other languages, yes, only the Swash card is used and not what we call now the Arabic card or the regular card.
Okay, are there any languages which only use Swash calf and not the Arabic calf?
I believe so. Let me look. I will get back to you when I have the answer.
Yeah, because I have seen it is only being used in Sindhi.
Sorry, in what?
In Sindhi language.
Okay, maybe, yeah.
But is it there?
My question is, Okay,
because
then I will say.
But is it there in the keyboard for the Sindhi language, or it's...
Yes, it is on the keyboard for the Sindhi language, and there is a separate key for Swash calf and a separate key for the Persian calf, and these two are different letters, like A and B in English.
Relates to this Tariq's question. How they are managing 52? They have around 52 to 55 characters. How they are managing these characters on the keyboard?
Just multiple layers, so you can have shift keyboard and then alt keyboard and then alt shift, for example. So you can actually have four layers of keyboard. Normally in English we use only two layers of keyboard, but there are actually four layers of keyboard.
Yeah, but in that case, they may have no priority for this Swash calf.
Sorry, can you please repeat that?
They may have no priority for this this word. It is being used.
No. So
in old days, or maybe.
So
no.
So for Sindhi, this calf is actually not a calf. It is some other letter. So let me just very... If you go to Omniglot, let me just very quickly look this up. I'll tell you what it is.
The remaining balance in your account is not sufficient for this call. Please recharge your account.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Pardon me, this is the conference operator. It appears Mr. Hussein has disconnected. I'll try to get him back in conference.
Yeah, thank you.
Could you please connect me back in?
Yes, you're back in conference.
Okay. Hello?
Go ahead, Sharma. We can hear you.
Okay. So I just looked up Omniglot, and the Swash calf is actually the curl town. It is a wheeler stop, voiceless wheeler stop. And the Swash calf is a curl town. The Swash calf is a wheeler stop, voiceless wheeler stop, cur, and the 06A9 is the cur sound in Sindhi, which is the aspirated wheeler stop. versus core, and they are two different characters of single language, like A and B English. And they're equally frequently used. It's not that one is more frequent or less frequent. And they, so those are not calves. They are cur versus cur, two different letters. And simply.
Can I have a question, by the way?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Why it is necessary to have a pair of variants to compare with each other?
So that's how the procedure requires us to actually define it, that for each code point, we have to define what are its variants, and for each of those relations, we have to define whether that is an allocatable or a block variant. And the reason
so
for that is that when we are defining a label, we define labels with all the variants for each of the code points, and we use the disposition to see even if there is one block code point in one of the variants, the whole label becomes blocked. The whole label, variant label, is only allocatable if each of the variants in that label is allocatable. Actually, all the letters in those can be allocatable. So if you define a pairwise relationship, we can then compute this mechanically or computationally. So the procedure which defines variants actually gives details of this as well. Sorry, please go ahead.
This is Mekhal. I just checked on the swoosh chart, and it is used in Fulfulde, which is a language of West Africa, and there it is used as a variant. So there are Fulfulde used in writing in two different countries, Cameroon and Nigeria, and in one country they use the Arabic style or Mashrik style path, whereas in the other in the other country they use the swash card.
Okay. So then we are saying that the swash calf should also be in.
Again, I'm not sure
should
what the argument is. Ah. And again, it is being used, but I don't know if that means that we should consider it a permitted variant.
My question would be that in that particular country, how will they write kitab?
Well, I suppose that in that language, and if we assume that they have the same word, they would use it in using one path, using one code point in one country, and using another code point in another country. So it's the same language being chosen
sure,
in two different
with,
countries.
Mm-hmm. So my question would be then, in one of those countries, will they write kitab with 06AA? Swashkaf?
Yes, in one of the countries, yes. Well, the other
and if the answer is yes, then should... Sorry, please go ahead.
And in the other country, meanwhile, it would be used, it would be written presumably using 0643. So they wouldn't know how to write it if you blocked one. But I'm not sure what the criteria for inclusion or exclusion here is. It would create a problem for free linguistic expression. If that's the answer you're looking to get.
So I'm sorry, I didn't still understand. Is there a particular country which will write Kitab to 06AA?
Yes, you mentioned Hindi, and I mentioned Fulshwilda as used in
okay.
Nigeria.
Okay. So then, based on that, can we say that then 06AA should also be an allocatable variant?
I guess so, but
because
I'm still not sure of the implications.
Because that's the only way these people who use this language and this version of the script, that's the only way they can write Kitab, right? There's no other way they can write Kitab.
Well, yes, but I mean, that's not the concept of variant, because if they were the first to register the label Kitab using the swashcar, for example, it would be the other languages who use the other calf, the Mashrik style calf, who would not be able to express themselves, correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you're saying. The quality of call is not very good on my side. Can you please repeat that?
Yes, please. If a person from, suppose a person from Nigeria registers the label Kitab, and since he's from Nigeria and he is referring to the word Kitab as it occurs in Nigerian Fulfulde, he registers the label using the swashcar. So the code point being 06.
It is.
06AA, exactly. So that means the person from Nigeria would have the label he or she wants. But if the same label was supposed to be used also for other language groups, that would mean they would have problems understanding that this is actually referring possibly to the same, well, word, which they just write with a different code point. So I think it's a first-come, first-serve thing, right? If we call it a blocked variant. It doesn't mean that stops people from actually using it. Whoever comes first registers a label in the form he or she deems correct, and it's the other people who will then be blocked. But since all the variants of the label have to go to the same person, I don't quite see the implication of that, because that means only one person who, well, unless we have something like a consortium and they are aware of the fact that, for example, I don't know, dot kitab is used as a general word, like maybe, I don't know, like with dot bazaar or something. So unless we have a group of people who are aware of the fact that things are used in different countries in different writing styles, and therefore actually make use of those variants which are all allocated to them, we have to assume that only one variant would be in use, whereas the other variants would remain in disuse. So I still don't see the implication of considering something a variant or not. Because if it's one and the same person, they will only have use for a variant in one form. They probably won't care about the other ones. And as I understand the process, it's not possible to give variants to different people. It must be the same person, the same registrar.
We can have multiple levels. I partially understand. I don't understand the whole thing. Again, as I said, the quality of voice is not very clear on my end. It is definitely first come, first serve. So if somebody gets a kitab with a swashcar, then depending on the other calf, with Arabic calf, will become reserved for that person. No other person can get it. That is obviously to alleviate any or control any confusion which could occur if these kitabs go to different people. You know, once defining as variants, we obviously control that. Now the question is, which one of them would need to be active, or how many of them could be active? And one possibility is that we say that, you know, we only make it active if it has exactly the same shape. And that is the case between, for example, Farsi and or Persian and Arabic kaf. But that is not the case with swash kaf. So we can say that, for example, swash kaf is not, for example, an allocatable variant because it has a different shape. That's one argument. The other argument we can say is that, you know, we can say it is allocatable if it is the same shape, or if it has a significant, you know, if it has a, it is a writing variant, like you're saying swash kaf is for the regular Arabic kaf for some user communities. So it is up to us to decide what the criteria is, and based on that criteria, then we obviously would want to call some relationships allocatable and some blocked. However, we really do need to think through and define what this criteria should be. So same shape is certainly a possible criteria. Use is certainly a motivation, if not a criteria, but we can consider that. Are there any other points which we should consider in addition to? So, for example, another point which was coming to basically my mind was that. You know, one possibility is that if two characters are using the same language, they then may be allocatable variants, but that's something we need to see and discuss whether that happens or not. But in any case, these are things we need to think about. We are now going over time. I think we at some point need to stop as well and continue next time. Does anybody have comments at this time? Let's take a last round of comments before we close, and then we'll continue next time. So any comments? Let's just go around. Michael, you have some comments, some response?
I'm sorry, I have just one thing to say. Can we really reach to some principle depends on the type of variance? Here we have classification of six type of variance. So can we make some principle, or do we have to go letter by letter?
We will eventually have to go letter by letter, actually pair by pair, not even pair by pair, directional pair by pair. But if we have some general rules and principles, it will help us. And there are no, you know, we really do have to define these rules. There's no prescription available from anybody else. So we really need to define it by ourselves, how we want to really deal with it. And the only prescription is that we need to be conservative as far as allocatable variants are concerned. We should prefer block variants over allocatable variants for the root zone. So we should have a good reason to make something allocatable. And what is that reason is something we need to define. For sets of, you know, set of reasons. So, Tariq, you have any additional comment?
No, Tariq.
Before we close?
No, that's good.
Anybody else? Inam?
Thank you, sir.
Michael?
I think we should discuss it next time. Well, I'm not sure what
it's okay from my side, but I would suggest to follow on email.
Right, exactly. So please read the documents which have been circulated. I'll circulate the fresh link again. Sorry for sending a local link. Please read through that. I hope that helps. I hope the discussion today also helps. And we'll continue next week and try to see if we can come up with some mechanism of differentiating what we want to call block variance versus what we want to call allocatable variance. So with that, any last comments before we close?
Can I ask a question about last week's call?
Yes.
Wasn't there a few outstanding questions about some of the comments that we went over last week? And we said that they'd follow up in email, but I didn't see anything.
Right. So we've actually not closed that discussion. So we will go and finish up the last few comments on Dr. Al-Zuman and Raid's feedback maybe next time, because we ran out of time this time. But I wanted to sort of start this discussion on allocatable and block variance so that at least we can start thinking about it. And maybe next time we can start by closing those comments first, and then we'll come back to the allocatable and block variance discussion. But the reason I wanted to start with this discussion today was so that we can at least get the ball rolling and get people thinking about this. And then we'll certainly come back and close that.
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss something.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, then. So thank you all for joining. And then let me then close the call. And we'll talk to you same time next week, same day. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Bye.